Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of self is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have.
Yes, praise the Lord. Oh, wherever you are right now, just begin to give God praise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Welcome to the Daily Fire Devotion Podcast. I am your host, Evangelist Attorney Rossi Williams, here with 15 minutes of a fresh word, hot manna for your soul, including live teaching, live prayer, altar call, and then wrapping it up with your task for today. Our teaching for today's Daily Fire Devotion Podcast comes from the book of Proverbs, chapter 6, verses 6 through 8. Again, that is Proverbs, chapter 6, verses 6 through 8. While you are getting your Bibles ready, let me quickly remind you of how to tune in and how to stay connected with me. Monday through Friday mornings at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, when I am live here on Daily Fire Devotion, tune in with me on Facebook Live, it's Rossi Williams. From my ministry website, rossi.org, tune in online. Just go to the ministry website on the broadcast page, and there is a radio player there. You just click the button, and automatically you're tuned in with me. Or we are now streaming on all major platforms, such as Spotify and Apple, Google, iHeartRadio. All you need to do is look for Daily Fire Devotion, or even better, just put in my name, Rossi Williams, R-A-W-S-I. If you cannot tune in live at 7, then make sure you hear the recording by using those same methods. Go to any of the major streaming platforms. We've just come on this week, so praise God for the expansion and listen. Or go to my ministry website, rossi.org, and you can hear the teachings there. Finally, if you can't tune in live, or if you don't have any of the streaming platforms or Facebook Live, or if you just don't want to go online, you can have the teaching text straight to you each day at 8 a.m. Eastern, the entire recording. And it will have a link in the text. All you have to do is click it, and you'll be able to hear that day's teaching. All you need to do to receive it via text is sign up one time to be a word sharer, because the people who receive via text is not only for you to listen, but for you to do what? Share it with other people to witness and help expand God's kingdom. So all you need to do to sign up is just text the message DF to phone number 33222. Again, text the message or letters DF for Daily Fire to phone number 33222, and you'll receive a confirmation text, which includes today's teaching. For all of you listening on Blog Talk Radio, this is our final week on blogtalkradio.com. So make sure you text the letters DF to phone number 33222, so you'll get the recording via text, or go to the website, or just listen and download on any podcast platform. All right, praise God for expansion. By now, you should have your Bibles ready. Let's go to the book of Proverbs, chapter 6, verses 6 through 8, reading from the KJV. Go to the ant, thou sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise, which having no guide, overseer, or ruler, provideth her meat in the summer and gathereth her food in the harvest. Praise God for the reading of his word. Our topic for today's Daily Fire Devotion is a bird in the hand. A bird in the hand. Hallelujah. In the book of Proverbs chapter 6, verses 6 through 8, that I just read unto you, the Bible is giving us wisdom, giving us godly principles to apply to our everyday lives. And this is the importance of you tuning in to Daily Fire Devotion each day, because it is the application of godly principles to your everyday life. And if you will tune in, I promise you, you will grow in every area of your life. So here, the biblical principle is about preparation. It said, go to the ant, thou sluggard. Why would it tell you to go to the ant? And why call you a sluggard? Because the ant is a creature of preparation. The ant is a creature of focused preparation. Whenever you see ants, they are always busy. You don't really encounter an ant just sitting around. It's not sitting on a limb like a bird. It's not just sitting there like you walk up and you may see another insect just sitting there. Sometimes you may see a lizard, it's just standing still. No, when you see an ant, it is always crawling because it's on the move to do what? To obtain food and supplies for the rest of the ants within the mound and to feed the queen. So it said, go to the ant, thou slugger, and look at how the ant behaves. It says, consider her ways and be wise, which having nobody to tell it what to do. It says, having no guide, overseer, or ruler. In other words, it has no king, has no queen. You know, it has a queen of the mound, but it has no queen standing right there with it, no supervisor having to watch over its shoulders. There are no law enforcement having to stand there and see what they do. There are no stop signs, no traffic lights. There's nobody standing right over the ant, yet the ant is still busy doing what an ant is supposed to do. Provideth her meat in the summer and gathereth her food in the harvest. Stay with me. I'm talking about a bird in the hand. When I was a kid, and even now as an adult, one of my mother's favorite sayings is, a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. You ever heard that? A bird in the hand. In other words, you actually having possession of the thing that you desire is worth two over there that you may be able to catch, but you don't have title or possession to. A bird in the hand, having money in your bank account, having food in your house, having your health and strength, doing what you're supposed to do is worth more than just daydreaming about the possibilities of what you might be able to do. Ah, a bird in the hand, the lesson of preparation. You see, as we are going through COVID-19, this wisdom has hit us in the face. Because for many of us, we were not prepared. There were many people who were living paycheck to paycheck. Not because they were lazy, but this is just a land of abundance. So they didn't have the birds in the hand. They only were paying attention to the birds in the bush. I know, for example, that financial pundits say, I need to have at least 6 months' income in the bank. This is what was going on. But why focus on that now? You see, that's why it said, consider the ways of the ant, O sluggard. The ant could probably do other things. But until the ant has gathered enough during the time of overflow, during the summer, to ensure the ant has enough for the winter, then that ant is moving in focused preparation. So during the times of much, you might have needed to have let go of buying some particular shoes you wanted, or particular purses or clothes or cars, or buying a house that you could not afford, trying to keep up with the Joneses, trying to make everyone envious of you, because you so much wanted the life of the birds in the bush, as opposed to building up the bird in the hand. Because see, if you build up the bird in the hand right, then you'll also be able to capture the birds in the bush. Isn't this a good word? Hallelujah. Come on and just praise God. Say, I will get the bird in the hand first. Now, before we get ready to go into prayer, I'm going to tell you about something I saw that's relevant here on the Kelly Clarkson show. I think it was last week. She was taking questions from our audience. And one of her celebrity guests was one of the Wayans brothers. And she had another person whom I didn't know. And one of the guests said, I'm in a dilemma. I want to help people so much. And I'm at this job, and, you know, to paraphrase, she's at this job. She's only making a little money, but she wants to help people so much and do all of these things. But she had the opportunity to go to a more lucrative job, and she was torn about should she stay at the other job where she could just try to still help people and help the company as opposed to moving up. And the Wayans, Marlon Wayans, said something that I loved. He said, get your money now, because you could be a philanthropist later if you first positioned yourself to be the philanthropist that you want to be. Right now, you're not even really in a position to be a philanthropist based on what you're saying. You cannot be more loyal to a company than you are to yourself. You see, before I became an attorney, I was a registered nurse, and I still am one today. But I became an attorney due to my brother's incarceration, and I used to manage over 100 employees. And it's interesting how people will stay loyal to a company. But when a company is ready to let you go, they will have a meeting of the minds, determine yesterday to fire you today, let you come in that morning and work all day long, and then come tell you at the end of the day that you're fired and walk you out with security. No matter if you've been there 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, if you've been there, I know I've said in those kind of meetings, I wasn't terminated, but I know how the termination process works because I was the director. They'll walk you out, lock you out of everything, and you don't even get any severance pay. And I remember how I would try to advocate for my employees and say, well, let's try to do this. Let's try to do this. In other words, if I ever terminated you, it was never a surprise, because I've always taken you through progressive discipline of what you needed to get right, or your conduct was so egregious that even you couldn't sit in my office and defend it. And it was within the policy, the handbook, of terminable offenses immediately. You cannot run behind the birds in the bush always. I want you, as we prepare to go into prayer, to begin to look at your life, take stock of what you need, and make the appropriate adjustments to first get the bird in the hand. Even myself, I've let my family know that I will be retired by the age of 55. I turned 50 this year. Now, I love shoes. I have a shoe fetish. Louboutins, you know, red bottoms, and shoes that cost over $1,000, and purses, and I drive a Maserati, but I was about to go buy some more shoes. I think a few weeks ago, some new Louboutins, and then it hit me. I want to retire. I got to make sure I get the bird and then the birds in the head first. I can't always just go after the things that I like if it will be to the detriment of what I need to reach my goal. I've calculated exactly how much it would take for me to retire at 55 and for at least the next 40 years live the lifestyle that I still live right now. I'm on a mission. Do you understand the lesson of preparation? So it means I got to cut off and cut down on some things today to get to my tomorrows. I got to quit selling out my future for the pleasure of today. Quit selling out my goals and dreams of tomorrow just to have safety today. Isn't this a good word? Let's get ready to go into prayer, and then we will wrap up with your task for today and one announcement. Hallelujah. Father, we come today in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we magnify you and praise you. You are God alone. Father, we thank you for everyone tuned in to Daily Fire Devotion with me, live right now on Blog Talk Radio, live streaming on all major platforms, live on the web on rockbeat.org. Hallelujah. Facebook Live. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. Father, we ask today that you would help us to heed the lesson of focused preparation. A lot of us are preparing, but there's no focused preparation, so that even our preparation amounts to nothing more than fighting against the air, because it has no true goal or outcome. We are being tossed to and fro as the wind, because the preparation is always running after the illusion of the birds in the bush. If they just keep flying away, we've never caught them. We've never prepared and strategized correctly to get ourselves together and have a bird in the hand. Now help us, Father, to begin to focus. Help us to write down our goals, Father, and our visions. You said in your word, without a vision, the people perish. Help us to get a godly vision and then apply that to our practical lives to make the necessary adjustments in every area of our lives to accomplish the bird in the hand in every particular area of life. The bird in the hand in relationship. The bird in the hand in marriage. The bird in the hand in finances and health. The bird in the hand in communication and interpersonal relationships. The bird in the hand in business. The bird in the hand in ministry. Help us to consider the ways of the edge and be wise. Now, Lord, ask your blessings on everyone who's listening now and to those who will listen later, that we will have focused preparation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Come on and tell God thank you. Tell him amen. Hallelujah. Say, I will get a bird in the hand. And then another bird in the hand. I'll strategize. I'll prepare. I'll stay focused to accomplish my goals. Let's do the altar call and wrap it up with your task for today. For those of you who are unsaved, for those of you who are backslidden, for those of you who've been spending more than you earned, for those of you who are drowning in debt, for those of you whose marriages are on the brink, you're about to file for divorce right now. For those of you who have low self-esteem and who are always envying others, not realizing that the same God who opens doors and makes ways for them is the same God who will do so for you if you will get yourself in order. Please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent of my sin. I repent of my lack of focused preparation. I repent of not applying your word to every situation in my life. Now, Father, I ask forgiveness. And I ask you to come into my life and be my Savior. According to Romans 10, verses 9 through 10, I confess, Jesus, that you are the Christ. I confess that God has raised you from the dead. I invite you to be my Savior. And now I confess I am saved. I am rededicated to you. Help me to get focused. Help me to stay focused, to get the birds in the head. And now I have the victory. I am ready to go forth in Jesus' name. Amen. Welcome to the family of Christ. And for those of you who rededicated, welcome home. Make sure you let your church leader know that you are now saved or rededicated. Get plugged in. If you don't have a church home, find you a good Bible-believing church because you need to be in church. God told us to forsake not the assembly of ourselves together. This is how you get strengthened and stay saved. You begin to get around godly people and also ensure that you are spending time with God every day. That daily fellowship is part of covenant relationship with Him. You don't get married and never spend time with your spouse. That's how you grow apart. That's how you separate. That's how you divorce. You have to spend quality time to nurture the relationship. It's the same with your relationship with Christ. So make sure you tune in with me live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern on Facebook Live, streaming on all major platforms, or from my ministry website, rossi.org, or that you hear the recording on rossi.org or streaming on all major platforms. Make sure that you sign up to be a word sharer, meaning that you will share these teachings with your family and friends. Don't you love them? Don't you want them to be encouraged? Don't you want them to be blessed? For every teaching I give, there is at least one person you know who needs to hear that word. All you have to do is just forward the text. You don't have to say anything. The text contains the topic and the link for them to click and hear the word of God. So become a word sharer, which also allows you to get the text recording by texting the message DF to phone number 33222. If you can't remember or couldn't write this down, all of it is on my website, rossi.org. And you can also follow me on social media, RAWSI, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. All right, our topic for today's Daily Fire Devotion Podcast with evangelist attorney Rossi Williams is a bird in the hand. Your task for today is to sit down and take inventory of your life. Are you where you said you would be at this time in your life? What are the deficits, not just financially, what are the deficits in any part of your life? Why are the deficits there? What was your role in incurring the deficits and not being where you want to be? Sit down. Write out what you need to do, like I did for my 55-year retirement, to make the change. And then stay focused. Change will come. I'll see you live tomorrow at 7 a.m. Eastern. And the announcement, our church, First Deliverance Church of God in Christ, as well as the district that we're in, the Pentecostal district, will be hosting a live praise and worship service virtually this Friday night, October 30th at 7 p.m. Eastern. So just come on and just spend some time with the Lord. Just go to Facebook Live, First Deliverance Church of God in Christ, at 7 p.m. Eastern. Pastor Errol Cooper Sr., Lady Tony Cooper, just from the comfort of your own home, just come on and get some worship in. All right, change will come if you'll get your bird in the hand. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye. A bird in the hand is worth two. It's been a long time.